Good morning. I will be sharing the message with you this morning, and we're going to continue with our theme on becoming a living sacrifice. But I'm going to take it from a completely different angle this morning. All right? So I hope you're ready for that. And this message was born over a couple of months where I read quite a few books. And in all of them, I found something that explained that we are a three-part being. So we're not only soul, we're not only spirit, and we're not only body. We are body, soul, and spirit. And sometimes we have a problem in our lives, and it's a spiritual problem. What we're looking for a natural solution. Because the symptoms or the whatever we experience and see is physical, but what we actually need is God to come and heal us emotionally, or He needs to come and deliver us. Or sometimes we have a spiritual problem, it's just a natural thing in our bodies, but now we're looking for a spiritual answer, where there might be a natural answer to that. And you know, I have just so much thanksgiving in my heart this morning. I look back to the last 6 months and I can just glorify God for what He has done in my body and my soul and in my spirit. You know, for those of you who remember my testimony about my skin, my skin is still fine. And I had a bad breakout of psoriasis in May this year. I've been battling with this since I was 10 years old. It's basically your cells that's multiplying, your skin cells. It's multiplying too fast. So on the outer layer of your skin, there forms just dead skin. And I had a bad breakout of that in May, and people prayed for me in church. That was a physical thing in my body, but I needed a spiritual solution because there's no medical solution for that. And people prayed for me, and God really touched me, and my skin is still fine. It is so amazing for me. And there's many other things I can tell you, but I've just realized that we need God to show us what is the solution for whatever we battle with. You know, just another example, if we battle, for example, with a chronic sickness, you know, sometimes we think, you know, we just need a holiday and a bit of rest, and we must cut down on our caffeine, and this thing is going to sort out. Well, you might actually need God to come and heal you, to do a miracle. But sometimes, you know, we want to rebuke the devil, and what we might need is just, you know, a bit of fresh air and sunlight and a bit of exercise. You know, sometimes we try to solve a problem in the wrong way. And what we need to realize is God created us so uniquely as a human being. We are body, we are soul, and we are spirit. And we are this amazing being, and we need God to come and show us. You know, if we look for a solution in our lives, we need God to come and reveal to us not only what the problem is, but also what the solution is. And that is also a reason why we focus on the prophetic at this stage, because we need to hear God's voice. You know, we see in part, we understand in part, we only perceive things in part if we don't have God to come and reveal to us all things. So we need to learn to hear God's voice so that He can tell us, this is the problem, and this is the solution. Because it will change our lives. It will change our lives, because sometimes we just try and try and try, and it's not working when we want to deal with something in our lives. I want to read to you something that Joyce Meyer said. You know, all know Joyce Meyer, American author and TV. She's got her own TV ministry. How old do you think Joyce Meyer is? 70. This is 100% right. Jonna, you are clever. She is 70 years old. 70. She's still going strong for God, but listen to this. I read it in a magazine a month ago. People often ask, how do you and Dave, this is her husband, I think her husband's older than what she is, but in any case, how do you and Dave get it right to do everything you do at your age? She's really still going strong for the Lord. And then she answered, one reason is that we take care of our bodies. Very interesting answer. We eat healthy, we exercise, we drink lots of water. Oh no, not that. We drink lots of water and we sleep enough. And then she also said, we learn to wait upon God, to give our burdens to Him and to manage our stress. That was her answer. And this is obviously just one reason why they can still go strong for, you know, at 70. But for me, this was very significant when I read it, because I still want to go strong for God at 70. I don't know about you, but I want to. I want to, at the very, very last minute of my life, I still want to go strong for God. I still want to live to the full. And I want to take you to a scripture in Romans 12, verse 1. It's in the Message Bible. It says, it's the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, so here is what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, and your walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Because sometimes we focus only on the spiritual side of who we are. Sometimes we focus only on the natural side. And I really believe with all of my heart that God wants us to focus on a whole being as a whole, the way He created us. So this is why I call my message this morning, a healthy body nurtures a healthy spirit. But I also want to say that a healthy spirit nurtures a healthy body. You know that unforgiveness in our heart can make us sick. It can literally make you sick. And that is why we focus a lot on the spiritual side in church, because it has an effect on everything. But this morning, I want to focus a bit on a healthy body that nurtures a healthy spirit. And let me just take you to another scripture in the Bible. Let me just prove to you that we are body, soul, and spirit, because nowadays there's a huge debate about that as well. Are we really body, soul, and spirit? Aren't we just body and soul, maybe? Are we really spirit as well? 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body, there it is, be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Body, soul, and spirit. You know, often when something happens to me and my soul is really almost tormented, or I feel so, you literally almost feel the pain inside of your heart. You know, I still remember moments like that when I knew I am body, soul, and spirit. I just knew it. I just knew this is not only body. I knew that there's so much more inside of me. And I want to share with you a story of the guy that we know at this the prophetic seminar that we're doing, Chris Valentin. He's the teacher on the DVDs that we have watched on Monday and that we'll watch again tomorrow. He's a very interesting man, and I've read a book about his life story earlier this year. And those of you who were here on Monday evening, you would remember he mentioned his nervous breakdown, his 3.5-year nervous breakdown, and he mentioned it like it's like a very humorous 3.5-year nervous breakdown that he had. And this is not what I want to talk about, but he went through many, many really difficult things. And I believe with all of my heart that God took him through a journey almost, to bring him to a point today where he can truly teach on the prophetic in a very balanced and a balanced way that, you know, all people can relate to. But the story I want to tell you about his life was a long time after his three and a half year nervous breakdown, when he was on staff. He was already the associate pastor at Bethel, and Bill Johnson, the senior pastor at that church in America, he got sick, and they asked Chris Valentin to stand in for his speaking appointments all over the world. They travel a lot. Now, what you must realize is Chris Valentin had his own appointments or his own, you know, traveling schedule. So what they tried to do is they tried to fit in everything, his own appointments and Bill Johnson's appointments all over the world. And he said to himself, you know, when he started doing this, said to himself, this is crazy. I mean, he can't really do it, but he thought to himself, he doesn't have a choice. So over a couple of months, he was just really burned out, completely burned out, because he didn't rest. He was traveling all the time. He didn't see his family. He was just physically completely exhausted. Okay, and this is where everything that I'm going to tell you now started. He didn't take care of his body. And on top of that, he had a crisis in his family where one of his sons came to him and told him he's getting divorced. Now, his son was also on staff at the church, so it was this huge church and family crisis, but he just couldn't deal with it at that stage because he was physically in a very, very bad place because he was traveling and he didn't get any rest. So what happened is he came to such a bad place that he ended up for a 10-month period on sleeping tablets and antidepressants for a 10-month period. He is the associate pastor at Bethel at that stage. So you must imagine what went through his head. So he explained in his book that he didn't want to go on antidepressants because many people said to him, no, you can't do it. You know, we must pray for you. We must solve this. And, you know, he listened to them because obviously he wants, you know, this is not his first option. But he explains in his book that because he didn't go on that, it took him much longer to get healed. So what happened, he tried three different antidepressants, and the third time he got the one that kind of made him cope. And then for the first time he could start dealing with what's going on, because he said he literally didn't want to leave his couch in his home. He didn't want to leave his house, but he didn't even want to leave his couch in his lounge. Now, you must picture this, because this guy is anointed, okay? God has done many, many, many miracles before that time through his life. Now, he's in a position where he doesn't want to leave the house because he is in such a bad state. So he went on antidepressants. It helped him to cope. And then he was on sleeping tablets because he couldn't sleep. And then a friend of him said to him, he had similar symptoms, and they discovered a hormonal imbalance in his body that he was treated for, and then he was fine after that. So he decided to do blood tests. Okay, he was so desperate. Now, in the meantime, everybody prayed for him. The whole world prayed for him, because Bethel is a church where many, many people go to for training. He said the whole world prayed for him. But he didn't get healed. So he went for blood tests, and what they discovered is he had a lack of testosterone in his blood, and he had hardly any. So when he was treated for that, after 2 months, he was off the antidepressants and off the sleeping tablets, and he was completely fine. Okay? Now that story made a huge impact on my life. A huge impact. Because I realized, and this is what he also explains in his book, that we are a three-part being. We are truly a three-part being. And yes, God could have healed him. I'm not saying that God can't heal a lack of something in your blood. This is not what I'm saying. This is not what he's saying either. But in his particular situation, his condition needed a natural solution. And he needed discernment. He needed God to show him what is the solution for this thing. And I know sometimes we, you know, we we get very judgmental, we get so hard on ourselves and on other people because we have this recipe. We have this recipe in our own head for what is right and what is wrong. And I don't say antidepressants is now, you know, the best option, and we would never advise anybody just to do that without really, really, really praying and thinking about that, because there's a lot of side effects as well. But I just want to say to you this morning, if you are on antidepressants this morning and you feel guilty and the devil is really condemning you, I just want to reassure you that God is in control of your life, and that He loves you, and that we love you, and that there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation. God made the medical, we have lots of doctors in our church. They are a huge blessing to many people and to the community. And I think sometimes we just want to put our being that God created. We want to put ourselves in a box. We want to put ourselves in a box and say, this is accepted as a Christian, this is not accepted as a Christian. And in the end, we just become so judgmental and so hard on ourselves. And this man has been on both sleeping tablets and antidepressants for 10 months. God set him free completely, but he used a natural thing just to fix this. And I just want to encourage you, we need to hear God's voice. We need to know whatever we battle with, what is the problem? We need to get to the cause, to the root, but we also need to get to the right solution. And this is why we need God's help, all right? Sometimes when it comes to depression like this, we really need deliverance. We need breakthrough, because often it is something deeply rooted in our hearts that need to be addressed. But sometimes we need to give one another grace, because I know about many people who went on something like antidepressants just to cope, and then God can start dealing with it. And then when they go off that, they're spiritually strong and they can cope without it. So I just want you to hear my heart this morning. This is not really what I want to talk about, but when it comes to church and God and, you know, our own ideas, sometimes I just think God is, you know, God is not, we can't put Him in a box. It's not a recipe for our healing. There's not a recipe. This is why we focus on the prophetic at the moment, so that we can discern God's voice and God's heart. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 20. Do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness and paid for, made His own. So then honor God and bring glory to Him in your body. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 46 in the Amplified, it says, but it is not the spiritual life which came first, but the physical and then the spiritual. Have you ever heard this scripture? It is not the spiritual life which came first, but the physical and then the spiritual. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about our physical being, just as a physical being. So I just want to talk to you about a few very natural things this morning, and just explain to you how God worked in my own heart and in Andre's heart, just to tell us how important it is to take care of our bodies. Okay? So we had a very great morning yesterday. One of the dietitians in our church, Hanley, she spoke to all the girls about our eating habits and, you know, not focusing on diet, but focusing on lifestyle. And, you know, these things really changed my life, because I just realized that it's so easy just to, if you're Christian, to really just be focused on the spiritual side and to neglect your body. You know, on the other hand, it's also easy just to focus on your body and not on your spirit. But I think in church and as a Christian, we can so easily just not take care of our bodies. So I'm just going to run through a few things with you, and then hopefully you'll be inspired just to really take care of your bodies. I mean, so let's talk about eating habits. I'm not going to give you any lesson. You must go to a dietitian. We've just identified, we have, what, seven only? Seven dietitians. So if you need a reference, let me know. Okay, I can, there's lots of professional people that can help you with this. But Andre and I have seen a dietitian 2 years ago. I was never really focused on these things, even though I tried to eat healthy, but I had very little knowledge about what is really good and what is not, because there's just so much marketing and so many everything, you know. Everybody has his own opinion. So we went, and it really changed our lives. It really did. Not because all of a sudden we had a perfect healthy diet. No, but just because we changed a few things, a few daily things, and that changed our lives. You know, even just in terms of the unity we have, in terms of what we eat and what we don't eat, it's just almost fun now, because it's very difficult. I mean, I've realized you eat what your dad eats. I don't know if you ever noticed. Your mom makes the food that your dad loves, so the whole family normally eats the way your dad likes to eat. If you've never realized that, it's 80% of the time. So I grew up with a meat diet. My dad loves meat. You know, we had like meat every day, red meat, not even like chicken and those things, red meat. But, you know, I mean, I don't have time to go into all of this now, but I just want to encourage you. This has a bigger effect on your emotions, on the way you feel, and the way even that you experience God, than what you think. Because we experience that. Both Andre and I experience when we don't eat right, how we feel, and when we do eat better, we don't eat perfect. Okay, let me be honest with you. 2 weeks ago, I said to God, I don't want to preach on this anymore. Thank you, Lord, but no thank you. You know, because often I just preach on what I feel God wants me to say. I said, God, I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe you can ask someone else to do that. Because I'm not at a good place at the moment. I'm not, in terms of eating habits, I'm not where I want to be. You know, I really need God to help me again to come back to a place where it's better. But then I realized, you know, I need God, which is good. We're not, perfection doesn't bless anybody. Do you agree with me? You know, perfection is intimidating. And when any of us just becomes too perfect, it's frightening. It's really frightening for me if somebody is completely perfect. If you think I'm perfect, I'm far from perfect, okay? Very far from perfect. And I just want to encourage you, this is just to motivate you. We've seen that taking care of your body makes a huge difference in everything else. So, I mean, let's go on. Okay, exercise. Let's talk about exercise. You know, we did something at the beginning of this year that also changed my life. We joined a gym. I've been at a gym for, many years in the past. But last year, I didn't go for various reasons. And I was so frustrated because Andre went to a gym and I was so frustrated. I was trying my own thing at home and it's not really working. I wasn't motivated. I missed my husband when he goes to the gym. You know, we see each other 24 hours a day, but whenever he goes out, I miss him. Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's good or bad, but in any case. So I missed him in the evenings when he went to gym. So this year we joined a gym together where there's childcare. Now let me just tell you, when you have a child, it's really difficult to exercise, okay? Because somebody needs to look after your child. He can't exercise with you. Now, we really had to find a solution for this. So we found a gym where there is childcare. Vian loves it there. I mean, I put him in the pool with me on over weekends. We do our thing, and then I put him in the pool with me, and we play there. For him, it's this big outing. And let me tell you, when you want to go out, you would rather go to gym with your child than stay at home with your child, okay? Because especially if he enjoys it. And then it doesn't feel like work anymore. It feels like fun. because your child is happy, your husband is happy, everybody is happy, and you get some exercise. And I just want to encourage you to really find something that you enjoy. God is creative. Please don't go to the gym if you don't like the gym. But let me be honest with you, I thought I'm not the gym type. I went to the gym for the first time when a friend of mine gave me a week voucher. I know some of you got a voucher yesterday for gym, so you have to use it. She gave me a week voucher, and I went with her 6 out of those 7 days because I thought, you know, let's just try this out. And I actually enjoyed it. And I realized there's far more things to do at the gym than just running on the treadmill. There's lots of things to do. So I really battled with my back. After Vian was born, I still battle with my back, so I can't do the kind of exercise I was used to. So what I discovered at the gym that we go to now is aqua aerobics. And I know all the old tunnies does that. It's true. You know, I do 8 o'clock classes in the morning with literally all the old tunnies in town. They're all retired. There's a girl on Fridays. They say, "It's Friday." And then the tunnies go like, "It's all the same to us." You know, and she doesn't get it. These are retired people. But, you know, I love it. I've never done it in my whole life. I never thought I would enjoy that. And it's good if you have back problems. And I was depressed because I can't do what I used to do. And I just realized there's such a variety. We serve a God of variety. You know, and especially in East London, so many options. So I really want to encourage you, even if you sit with an injury, even if you can't do what you used to do, just try something new. It changed my life, you know, doing exercise on a regular basis and also doing it as a family really changed my life. Amen? That's exercise. Just one testimony I want to share. We had a small group a couple of years ago, and Andre just mentioned the importance of exercise in passing. And the one girl afterwards said to me, "Sonika, that was a word for me," because she thought back about her life. And she said the times that she did exercise, she was not depressed. But the time she remembered when she did not do any exercise, she was very prone to depression. And, you know, if I think about my own life, it's very much the same. If I don't do anything, I very easily get depressed. But if I exercise on a regular basis, I don't battle with it. Okay, not any serious depression. And I'm not saying exercise is the solution for depression. It's not what I'm saying. If you battle with any kind of mild depression, it can really, really help you. Amen? Water, fresh air, sunlight. It's all important. You know, I hate water. Oh, well, not anymore. You know, just to drink anything for me, to drink anything is hard work. Okay, hard work. I'm not talking about, yeah, anything, okay. I've never been really doing down-downs and those, you know, those down-down things. But even to drink like non-alcoholic anything for me is hard work. Okay. A year ago, I got really sick and my blood pressure fell. And I remember Elisna still kind of, you know, diagnosed me because I was just not getting healed. And she said to me, "Sonika, you must drink lots of water." Do you remember that, Elisna? Oh, you say that to everyone? I thought, what is lots of water? Maybe like 500 millimeters? A day? Milliliters. Yeah. Milliliters. A day? I mean, that is a lot for me. Really. How many of you drink water? Just be honest. Okay, how many of you? I'm not talking about like one sip. I'm talking about a lot. How many of you drink at least a liter water per day? Oh, you're amazing. You're really amazing. Okay, a liter for me is like, a liter for me is a lot, okay? So I have a plan of action now. I put 500 milliliters next to my bed, and I have to drink that before I eat breakfast. And now what happens is I wake up thirsty. I wake up thirsty. Now, I know it sounds maybe really stupid to some of you, but for me, it was this big thing. I never drank any water, or hardly any. And it also changed my life. I can feel it. I can literally feel the difference. Okay, I aim for a liter. For me, this is like huge to get a liter of water into my body every day. But it makes a huge difference. It really, really, really does. And I can feel the difference. Let's talk about rest. I actually want to talk to you for the rest of the day about this, but I need to almost finish now. Rest. A good night's rest is crucial for our bodies. For any of you who have ever battled with insomnia, you'll know the effect it has on your immune system, on your emotions, on everything. And I really want to encourage for those of you who battle to sleep. God did something amazing in me. I battled for 3 years on and off with insomnia. It was a huge battle for me, and God really did something in me. And many people just said, Sonika, don't take afternoon naps. And just get some exercise. You know, people mean really well by coming with natural solutions over a couple of 3 years. You know, the solution is just don't take an afternoon nap. It's as easy as that. Then you're going to sleep like a rock. But you know, it was a natural thing, and sometimes these natural solutions in terms of caffeine and all those things, I needed a spiritual solution because I couldn't get breakthrough. And God did it for me. And I just want to encourage you, a good night's sleep, God wants you to sleep well. Okay, let's just crush that lie that it's fine for you to lie awake every night. It's not fine. Okay? It's not fine, and you are entitled to a good night's sleep as a child of God, as just a normal human being. And if you don't despair, because God is bigger than this. Okay, God is bigger than insomnia, and He showed me that, all right? Something else very important as well, just in terms of our Sabbath, we can't work all the time. And by work, I don't mean physical work. It's also in your head you have to switch off. Even in your heart, you have to switch off. You need to let go. One day a week, you need to let go. You need to give everything to God in terms of your job. You need to let go. You need to say, God, I resign this morning. I'm not a doctor today. I resign. And I trust you, Father, for all those people that I worry about in hospital, that stress me. Are they still going to be alive tomorrow? I give it to you. I resign. I let go. Everything concerning my job. We have to do that. We have to do that. Okay, that's part of healthy living. Prayer and fasting, I'm not going to go into that. Hopefully I trust God that I will have a time this year just to talk to you about fasting, which is not a very favorite topic. But I know that many people battle to fast. And fasting can be such an amazing experience if we just understand it better. So it's also part of healthy living. I'm almost finished. I'm just going to tell you one more story and then we're going to end. I told it yesterday as well, but I prayed for a girl once in Stellenbosch after church. She came to me and she said, Sonika, can you please pray for me because my mother is putting pressure on me to lose weight. And I can't get it right. I go to dietitians and I exercise. I do everything and I can't get it right. You know, my heart just really broke for her because I realized this is the wrong approach. I know a mother means well. It's Christian family. Just literally, if you look at them from a distance, they are the perfect Christian family. Everybody, all the siblings serve God. They just all serve God passionately. But her life was, you know, she was devastated because she felt the pressure and she felt, I must lose weight to be accepted, to be loved. And, you know, and I just prayed for her. I mean, I didn't have really any solution, but I knew God must come and do something in her. So this morning, it's not about weight loss, please. It's not about weight loss. It's not about looking good, even. It's about taking care. It's about glorifying God with this body that we live in, because it's His temple. And also just to enhance your spiritual and your your spiritual condition depends on how you take care of your body. And the other way around as well. It depends on that. But I know that it's crucial. It's crucial for us to have a revelation of living healthily. And this is what this morning is all about. And I just also want to add, if we are judgmental in our hearts, and we judge people that we feel are overweight, or we judge ourselves, we condemn ourselves, we feel guilty, we feel ashamed, it's not of God. Okay? This is not of the Lord. We need a heart change. We need to say, God, it's not about how we look. It's not about how much we weigh. It's not about any of those things. It's about living a life that glorifies God with our body and our soul and our spirit. Amen? So if your weight and the way you look is so important to you, if it becomes an idol, we can lose complete perspective. Complete perspective. And God, I really believe God wants to set us free this morning. Amen? Just to live a healthy life and not to compare ourselves the whole time and to be so focused on what we look like and the way we weigh. Lindy had an amazing, amazing testimony yesterday at our high tea that blessed me so much. And I just knew that God wants to cleanse us from the inside out. That was a testimony. God cleansing her from the inside out. And that was so beautiful.